today's word is when God speaks and we don't listen. You came to church for that one, didn't you? No, I don't know. Can I ask for the lights outside here to be turned off, if you don't mind? But even this morning when we were in our prayer service, we have a prayer service called Awaken at 9:30. We pray over the room. We pray for you. We pray if it's your first time here. We've already prayed for you before you came in the door this morning. And Pastor Michael shared a word, and part of the word confirms this one of, if God speaks to you, you need to listen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We don't want to be people of faith who don't listen to God. We want to be doers of his word, not just hearers of it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Do I have people of faith in the room this morning?
Amen.
Okay, we do over here. How about over here? Is there people of faith? Okay, we're reluctant on that. John Bozang, I see you down the back. Let's try that again. Do we have people of faith here this morning?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Well, let's stand and pray to God before we begin. If you want to close your eyes, it helps us concentrate on the Lord. And here at Grace, we lift hands to heaven. It's a sign of surrender. It's a sign of praise in the Bible, Tauda it's called. And if you want to do that, feel free to do it. So Heavenly Father, we acknowledge your presence in this place this morning. God, we thank you that you got us through another week. Can I get an amen? Come on, church. If we don't pray here, we're not going to pray anywhere. Come on. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to forgive us our sins.
Amen.
We thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for us. We do not deserve it. We can't earn it. But your grace has provided it. So, Heavenly Father, whatever sin is in our heart, whatever's happened this week that we mightn't have acted the right way or behaved the right way, we come humbly before you today and ask for your amazing free forgiveness, and we receive it.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, as we look at your word, that we would hear it, that you would speak directly into what's going on in our lives, Lord. Show us your ways. Show us your will. Show us what you have for us, Heavenly Father. You are not a God of confusion. You're a God of clarity. So speak. Your people are listening.
Hallelujah.
We love you. We honor you. And we bless your holy name. And the people of God said,
amen.
Give them a round of applause. Amen. 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 Grab a seat. Grab a seat. We have sound up, don't we? Very good. Very good. So when God speaks and we don't listen. Now, I don't know about you. One of the most annoying things is when you're talking to someone and you know they're not listening to you. Isn't it? It could be someone in the family and their mind is a million miles away. Doesn't that happen? You're going, you're not listening to a word I'm saying. And they, yeah, very good, very good. Sometimes you get it in work, don't you? You're in the one-to-one with your boss and you think that they're writing things down. They're not. They're just tapping on their keyboards. They're not listening. They're not listening. It's one of the most frustrating things. And when God speaks to us and we don't listen, sometimes it's not intentional. Sometimes it's the busyness of life. It's not that we're ignoring God, but we can get distracted. We can get caught up in the day. And what happens at times is you can go through your whole day and you didn't bring God throughout your day. Has that ever happened to anyone? It happens to me.
Yes.
I might pray in the morning and then I go about my day and then I realize it's night and I'm going, I didn't talk to God as I was going about my day. I missed moments where God could have spoken to me or God could have used me, because I was caught up in the busyness. Sometimes God speaks to us though, and we don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear what I have to change. I don't want to be obedient in that. I want to just ignore what he said and move on. Anyone else? No? Yeah, okay. These people are all holy. Look at you, like Mother Teresa. But when God speaks and we don't listen, oh my days. Whose phone is that? One second there. Lads, it's my own phone. How embarrassing is this? Excuse me. I'm meant to be professional. I'm getting paid to do this and someone's ringing me. This is grace. As I said, when God speaks and we don't... Whose phone? See the number. Here's this number. 087-945-0858. Do we know it?
No.
No? Will I look them up on WhatsApp? No picture. I don't know who they are. Okay, we're going to leave it. Might turn the sound up a bit. But as I said, when God speaks and we don't listen. worry, Ella. Don't worry, it's part of the skit. Thank you, sir. They're leaving a voicemail. Will we listen to it? Wondering that's a skit, yeah, there's no one leaving me voicemails declaring their love for me. Not yet. I don't play games with people's emotions, and I get an amen. Amen. But it's an illustration. When people call us at times, it's like the Lord, God can be calling us on something, and we're ignoring it, we don't want to address it. And sometimes we need to just pick up the phone with God in a way and just go, okay, God, I'm listening, I'm hearing. We're going to look at a very familiar passage of scripture in the Bible today. Do we know who Adam and Eve are? Yeah. We know them? We're going to look at their two sons, Cain and Abel. Now, Adam and Eve, we know God created them, Adam, Eve, and they were in paradise. It was perfect. And what happened was they ate from the fruit of what tree? What's the tree called? Knowledge of good and evil. God said to them, don't eat from that one tree. And then they went, I'm going to eat from that one tree. Yeah. And then what happened is sin entered the world. That's what happened. So things weren't perfect anymore. And we're going to read in Genesis chapter 4 about these two brothers, Cain and Abel. Cain is the oldest brother and Abel is the youngest brother. And this is the first family recorded in the Bible. And here's what we see with families. It's the first place where the enemy attacks us in our lives. It happened with Adam and Eve, and then it goes down into their sons. And we're looking at Genesis chapter 4, verses 2 to 9 today. Lord, bless your word. And the people of God said,
amen.
Let's read it. Here's what it says. When they grew up, Abel, who's the youngest brother, became a shepherd, while Cain cultivated the ground. It was like a farmer. When it was time for the harvest, Cain presented some of his crops as a gift to the Lord. Abel, the younger brother, also brought a gift, the best portions of the firstborn lambs from his flock. The Lord accepted Abel, the younger brother's gift, because he gave his best, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. This made Cain very angry, and he looked dejected. Why are you so angry? The Lord asked Cain. Why do you look so dejected? God says to him, you will be accepted if you do what is right. But if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you. But you must subdue it and be its master. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But here's what happens. One day Cain suggested to his younger brother, let's go out into the fields. And while they were in the fields, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. And this is the word of the Lord. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You're going, woo, great word there. Here's what we see with Cain. There's four things that we can learn from him today that I want to show you about how God spoke to him and he didn't listen. Here's the first one. It starts in the heart. When it comes to our walk with God, brothers and sisters, it starts here. We looked at it last week. We had all of the prayer stations for the week of prayer and fasting. We had communion. We had plant a seed of faith. We had lay your burdens down. We had family salvation. They're all great things. But if it's not in your heart, it's just a ritual. Isn't that right? Coming to church, if Jesus isn't in your heart, it's a great place to be. It's a good start. But God wants you. He wants a relationship with you. He doesn't need you to tick a box on a Sunday coming to church. He wants to change your life. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We get to access that all the time. But it starts in our hearts. When you make a decision to follow Jesus, is there a logical side? Of course there is. But it's your heart. I'm following the Lord. And what we see with Cain is this. The Lord accepted Abel, the younger brother's gift, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. And what's Cain's response in his heart? Anger. Now, let's break it down. Cain did not give the best to the Lord. What he gave, we don't know what he harvested. It could have been fruits, vegetables, aubergines, pineapples, wheat, barley, I don't know. The issue wasn't what he was giving. The issue was he didn't give the Lord his best. That was the issue. And it made Cain angry because God didn't accept it. God wants you to give him your best. Here's what it says in James chapter 1, verses 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from God. So all you're doing is giving back to God. Amen. When you get paid, do you give it back to God? If your time, do you give it back to God? In your talents, do you give it back to God? Or do we try and hold on to it? Because it's from the Lord anyway, isn't it? But God didn't accept Cain's gift. And Cain's reaction is anger. Cain in that moment doesn't go, oh my gosh, I didn't give God my best. I need to apologize to God. I need to say sorry. He didn't do that. He didn't go back to the harvest that he had and said, okay, God, here's my best. He didn't do that. He didn't even talk to his brother and say, you know what? I'm jealous of this. What he allowed to happen was get angry. And we know how the story ends. We know that his anger became such an issue, he kills his brother. It's the first anger noted in the Bible and the first murder. That's how serious it is. And here's what we see with God's reaction. God confronts the heart before the sin. What does God say? Why are you so angry? God had every right to say to Cain, you did not give me your best. You kept your best for yourself. And God was right, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But he didn't. God asked him a question. God comes down to Cain's level and goes, Cain, why are you so angry? And there's people here today and you've made a mistake like Cain, and God is saying to you, I'm not trying to condemn you, I'm trying to see your heart in this. And you have an opportunity today. You can be stubborn, but listen to the word of the Lord. God sees your heart in it, and you can turn your heart towards God today. Even right now where you're sitting, you don't have to have a hard heart towards the Lord. God sees you and accepts you just the way that you are. Amen?
Amen.
But some of us, we need to repent to God. We need to acknowledge, I've done the wrong thing. And here's what we see with Cain when it comes to his heart. Murder didn't begin in Cain's hands. It began in Cain's heart. It got that serious. And it's the same in our lives. The issues that we have in relationships, the decisions that we make when things go wrong, it's rarely a spur of the moment. It's happened way before in our heads and in our hearts. So that's the first thing that we can learn. When God is speaking to you, even by his Holy Spirit right now, don't allow yourself to have a hard heart before the Lord.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Here's point number two. Don't let sin win. Say it with me.
Don't let sin win.
Do we agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it? Here's what God says to Cain. So he said, why are you so angry? And then he says, why do you look so dejected? You will be accepted if you do what is right. Hallelujah. God gives him a way out. Just do what's right, Cain. He says the same to us. Just do what's right. But if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you. But you must, not when you want to, you must subdue it and be its master.
Amen.
God gives him such a way out. You will be accepted if you do what is right. But if you refuse to do what is right, sin's waiting. And it's the same for us. I said in the first service, it's something I hear with teenagers and young adults a lot, where they say, do you know what, I've already sinned, I might as well keep sinning. Oh. Yeah? Everyone here is too holy for that. They're going, I can't relate. But they say it to me, I already messed up. I already slept with her, I might as well keep sleeping with her. orgy, spent the money on the gambling, I might as well keep going with it. I orgy, stop praying to God, I might as well keep going. No, the Lord would speak clearly to people today. Don't repeat that pattern. We looked at it last week. Repent to God. Repent and come back to him, or you'll repeat it. And if you do what is right, you're going to be fine. Hallelujah. But if you refuse, hear the word of the Lord today. If you refuse, sin is waiting. God tries to correct Cain before the tragedy happens. When God is speaking to Cain, I don't think that Cain knows he's about to murder his brother. We know how the story goes, but Cain didn't know. And for some of us today, God is warning you. He's trying to correct you. Turn to God before something happens. Don't allow the pattern to repeat in your life. Here's what it says in the book of Ephesians. In your anger, do not what?
Sin.
It's okay to be angry. God can handle your anger. I say it to people all the time. Whatever you're feeling, go to God in it. Scream, shout, give out, cry, weep, roll on the floor, but go to God in it. He can handle all your feelings. He created them. In your anger, there's no issue with that, but don't sin in it. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Don't give the devil an inch. We see with this, with Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel, the devil goes to destroy families. Can I say to people here who are part of a family, whether it's literal or it's something like this, spiritual, don't let the enemy get an inch over your family. You have the spiritual authority in your home, in your place of work. You call on the name of the Lord. The battle belongs to who?
The Lord.
The Lord's already won. Don't allow the enemy to get an inch. And what we saw with Cain is this. Unchecked emotion leads to destructive actions. Now, in our modern world, we have all different terms. We would say Cain wasn't grounded. He was triggered. He probably needed to speak to a therapist. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Cain, you need to call someone quick. He needed to regulate himself. That's what we'd say in today's world. But it's true, when we don't check in with our emotions, it does lead to destructive actions. Here's what it says in the book of James. A small spark can set a great forest on fire. I'm going to ask the media team, can you turn off the lights on stage? We love an illustration here at Grace, don't we?
Yeah.
Woo! Two people are excited. Lads, the budget is budgeting today. Okay. Here's what we're going to say. This is a wick. It's just wax and a candle. That's going to shine my torch. This represents you and this represents me, yeah? And this represents our anger, yeah? And I'm angry. Something has set me off. Now, this could be anything. It could be the bad drivers on the road who cut me off and didn't let me get into the lane. Anyone else experienced that?
Yes.
I pop off, I beat. It could be your husband didn't take out the rubbish and you told him to take out the rubbish. Okay, we don't resonate with that one, all right. It's your child who didn't wash the dishes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God bless Gray and Maya. It could be the boss in work and he made a comment. It could be anything, yeah? Things spark us off. Now, here's what we should be doing. When we get angry, or any emotion, but particularly anger, we should go to God in it. The Bible says, pray about everything. So I'm angry, and I'm going to go to God, and I'm going to sit in his presence. I'm going to read what his word says. I'm going to put on my worship music. And what will happen if I be still is usually the wind of God will blow on me. And my anger will go away. I'll be filled with God's peace and presence. I'm still hot. I'm still smoking. I might be hot stuff to touch. Don't come near me for a while. But I'm not burning anymore. I'm not burning with anger. Actually, I should be burning with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Now, some people don't hugely struggle with anger. I'd be one of them. It's not my go-to emotion. My emotion is I end up crying. And people know it too, because my lip be quivering and I be... So anger isn't my one, but we all get angry about things. And some people are like me, where I won't put this anger on anyone else, but I'll keep burning. And all of this will keep burning until I burn out. I'll cause the damage to myself. And then other people, the damage happens to others. Now, when this happens, it goes into our relationships and into our words and into our decisions. So, here's the example. Say your girl is married. I'm not married. Is my husband in the room?
Amen.
No takers. Yes, this is very sad. Very sad. Start speaking in tongues. Get the, Tom, will you get the oil there and start anointing me, please? No. Okay, so this is me. I'm the wife. I said to my husband, take out the bins. And I come home, and the bins I'm taken out. Now, is the issue the bins?
No.
Not really. The issue is, I don't feel like my husband is hearing me. The issue is the mental load that I'm carrying in my household. The issue is, I grew up with Pastor Thomas, my dad, and he took out the bins. So I have this, amen, thank you, recycling and all. Pastor Tom took out the bins. So I have an unconscious expectation that my husband should take out the bins because my dad did. But I never communicated that to my husband. Uh-oh. So I come home and I'm angry because he didn't take out the bins. And these matches represent the relationships, the words, and the decisions. So watch this. I go to my husband, my head is hot, and then he's going to spark. And then I have kids and they're going to feel it. And then we say some words that we shouldn't say and I can't take back. And now I'm making decisions that I shouldn't be making. And now all of us are on fire. What did it say in the book of James? Let's go back to it. A small spark can cause a great forest fire. Yeah. Don't let sin win.
Amen.
Blow it out by the presence of God. Now, in saying that, that doesn't mean that some of our anger that we experience is as easy as that. Some of us, we need to keep going to God. We might need to speak to a trusted friend. We might even need to get help. But the bottom line, your foundation, is always going to God. Brothers and sisters, be so careful that what's in our hearts doesn't lead us to sin and hurt people and set our world on fire. Instead, let's be filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And set people on fire in a good way. Hallelujah. Was that good?
Yeah.
Okay. I've no budget now for the rest of the year, so there'll be no illustrations. Okay. We're coming towards an end. Point number three in listening to God when we don't listen. Truth was given, but sin was chosen. Here's what we see. God warned Cain, God reasoned with Cain, and God gave him a way to change. Didn't he?
Yeah.
Did all of that. And what happens? He still chose murder. Again, there's people here today. Repent to the Lord. God is warning you. God's reasoning with you. God is giving you a way to change. Don't be like Cain.
Amen.
Don't be like him. Turn to God. It's like the prodigal son. We think God is going to be angry and give out. It's the opposite. It's like a loving father with their arms out wide and saying, come to me. But some of us, it's not that we're Cain, but we have a Cain in our lives. You've warned this person. You've reasoned with them. You've given them a chance to change and you're heartbroken by it. And I believe the Lord would say, let them go. Let them go. If someone is lying to you, if someone is cheating on you, if someone is betraying your trust, if someone is disrespectful, and you've communicated, you've warned, you've reasoned with them, you've given them a way to change, we don't have to be Christians that people can walk all over us. Yes. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Give them over to the Lord. They're the Lord's before they're yours. Let God do the work. Some people have to go around the mountain. They have to get the knocks of life. You can do everything. You can give them the best of your words, your time, your money, your resources, and they'll still choose to do something like murder. God spoke to me during the week with this word, and he spoke very clearly to me about this first family. And when we read Genesis chapter 4, God showed me something, and it was this. For Cain and Abel, their parents aren't mentioned in what we read. This is a major fallout with the two brothers. Abel didn't do anything wrong. Abel was probably quite unaware in a lot of ways. But if you have siblings, you know that jealousy like that, that wasn't the first time that it happened, right? And here's what the Lord said to me, that there's parents here, and with your adult children this week, something's gone on. Because for Cain and Abel, theologians believe they were grown men in this situation. But something with your kids has gone on this week, and your default or your stance or your position has been, they're adults, that's between them. I believe the Lord would say, speak life into the situation. What would have happened if Adam or Eve spoke to Cain? They know their son. They know what he's like. If they had intervened, would have there been a murder? We don't know. And for us, it mightn't be a physical murder, but things can happen relationally where death happens in families. It's literally a death of relationships. Siblings stop talking to each other. There's such a division. And if you're a parent here this week and that's happened with your adult children, I strongly believe by the Holy Spirit, speak the truth of God into the situation. Listen to your son or your daughter on it, because it could prevent relational murder in your family. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. And here's the last one. God didn't meet his expectations. God didn't meet his expectations. We read this. Why are you so angry? The Lord asked Cain. Cain expected God to take his offering, even though it wasn't his best. And Cain's expectations were wrong. And I believed, when I was reading this week, the Lord convicted me. Do you want to hear that? Yes, you're going, yes, pastor's convicted. Real people, real church, amen?
Amen.
Here's what the Lord said to me. He said this, Dara, why are you so angry? And my initial reaction to God was, I'm not. But I sat with the Lord, and he started showing me things. He started showing me that I was angry at myself. There are certain decisions I've made, scenarios where I didn't act the best, parts of my life where I'm not where I want to be, and it wasn't to my expectations. And when I dug into it, there was part of me that was angry. God showed me relationships where I feel rejected, or people won't speak to me, or they stop loving me. And again, when I dug into it, I'm angry. And the final one, in why are you so angry, and if I'm being very honest, I was angry at God. I was angry at God that I prayed and I fasted and things didn't happen. The person wasn't healed. They're not here anymore. And God showed me so clearly things that were hidden in my heart that I didn't even know were there. And I believe today the Lord wants us to deal with our anger. This mightn't be everyone in the room, but if we're being honest, real people, real church, we all have something. And for some of us, it's right to the surface. You know the Lord is speaking to you right now. And for others, it might be small stuff, but we read, don't allow the enemy to get a foothold. Don't give him an inch. And here's what I want us to do today. If you're resonating with that, if your heart is beating a million miles, if you feel the Holy Spirit, I want us to pray. Because prayer works, amen?
Amen.
I have matches up here, hundreds of matches. And as we learned earlier, this on its own isn't dangerous. But when it sparks with something, it is. And a small spark can start a great forest fire. And here's what I want us to do. If this is you and you're going, okay, God, I'm seeing the anger in my life, whether it's small or it's major, I want you to grab a match. And I want you to break it. And this represents breaking the anger. Because Cain had a choice. He could have gone to God, but he was self-indulgent in his anger. And the anger turned into hatred, and the hatred turned into evil, and the evil turned into murder. And we might go to those extremes, but we'll hurt people and hurt ourselves in that. And we can choose, Lord, I'm breaking that anger in my life today. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
The second thing I want you to do once you break the match is there's bins up here. I want you to throw it in the bin. And that represents God. I'm throwing the situation away. I'm throwing this resentment away, this anger, this hurt. I'm throwing it away. I am not taking this out of Grace Church here today. I am leaving it with you. Yes, they hurt me, they betrayed me, they abused me, they rejected me, but God, I leave it in your hands. I'm not going to allow this to become bitterness in my heart. This is where the real Christians come in. We can come in and do a worship and a nice prayer, but God doesn't want us to be walking around with these issues, brothers and sisters. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Walk in your freedom today, because you have it. Jesus paid the price. Can I ask you to stand wherever you're at? And worship team, if you want to come up, will you close your eyes? We're just going to pray. We're just going to pray. Hallelujah. If you're here today and you resonate with that, again, with all eyes closed, give people privacy, and you resonate with that, you're going, the Lord has shown me areas in my life where I'm angry, whether it's something tiny or it's so fundamental for you, and you want to break the anger and you want to give it to God, will you put a hand up wherever you're at? Let's acknowledge it. Hallelujah. I see the hands all over the room. Be humble before the Lord today. Be humble before the Lord. And if you've raised a hand wherever you're at, come up, take the match, break it before the Lord, and throw it in the bin. Lift our hands to heaven. Come on, you're in church. If you don't do it here, you won't do it anywhere. Hallelujah. God, we thank you that you never fail. You are the firm foundation. And we might feel like our world is shaking, but we know we are solid with you, Lord. I pray over everybody here who came up today, God, to break that match, to break the anger, and who gave it over to you, Lord. I pray that your Holy Spirit, your presence, your peace would fill them in the week ahead, God. When things spark in their lives, let your Holy Spirit be quick to show them, come to me, talk to me, submit this to me. Heavenly Father, we thank you that sin hasn't overcome us, you have overcome sin. So we can fight these battles because you've already won it. I pray, Lord, as we go into the week ahead, for everybody in this room, we would be confident in who we are in Christ. We would be confident in what your word has said, and that we would do your word this week. We won't give sin an inch in the week ahead. We claim the authority that we have by the precious blood of Jesus. And I declare and proclaim over every family in this room, Satan, hands off. Amen. Get out of our household. Get out of our heads. Get out of our relationships. Get out of our bodies. I pray that there would be restoration in families this week. I pray whatever tactic, scheme that the enemy has planned would not succeed. Weapons may form, but they will not prosper. We are covered by your precious blood, Lord. Use us in this week ahead, Lord. Take the ashes of our lives and let them be used for your beauty, Heavenly Father. Put your angels around us, guide us this week, and we commit it the week ahead to you, Lord, to your will, to your ways, in the name of Jesus. And the people of God said, amen. Give the Lord a round of applause. Amen.